European Union diplomats are urging Israel to withdraw from the West Bank to clear the way for Palestinian elections scheduled for January. In the current climate, many Palestinians believe it will be impossible to conduct an election campaign. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
On the streets of Ramallah, repair crews raced to fix a toppled traffic light before the tanks returned to reimpose the curfew. A steady stream of cars dodge and weave through the intersection. The drivers are rushing to the store or the hospital in the few hours of freedom allotted to them before they're once again confined to their homes. On most recent days, the chatter of birds is the only sound on Ramallah streets. Inside his home, Palestinian lawmaker Abdel Jawad Saleh, an advocate of nonviolent resistance to Israel, wonders if Israelis realize that it's impossible to run an election campaign without the fundamental freedoms people in the West take for granted.
Impossible to walk, impossible to talk to people, impossible to do anything. If they don't like you, they could come and take you and imprison you. I mean, it's impossible to hold free elections.
Palestinian Cabinet Minister Ziad Abu Zayed says even campaign staples such as town meetings and rallies that help establish the platforms and image of candidates are now subject to armed intervention.
Any minute there could be a jeep, an army jeep, declare curfew, and any rallies there could be a target for shooting. In this situation, it's a joke to speak about elections.
Israeli officials say they're considering releasing withheld Palestinian tax revenues and other means of easing the conditions of daily life in the West Bank, without dramatically increasing the risk of fresh terrorist attacks against Israeli civilians. Some Israelis suggest that Palestinians made the military operations inevitable by blindly supporting Yasser Arafat, who Israel accuses of funding terror operations. In Gaza City, where Palestinians face travel restrictions but no curfew, the outlook for political campaigns this fall isn't much brighter. Lawmaker and political scientist Ziad Abu Amr says it's hard to engage voters in political matters when they're focused on surviving each day.
To tell you the truth, at this point, nobody is taking elections very seriously, despite the real desire and the real need that we have for elections. But when the situation on the ground is as complicated, elections become far-fetched.
As for Arafat, Palestinians say his support will remain high as long as he's besieged by the Israelis and scorned by the United States. But in these desperate times, many Palestinians say it's not Arafat's Palestinian Authority, but Hamas, with its free health clinics and other services, that's providing the most visible relief to the poor. Hamas official Ismail Abu Shanab says Hamas candidates may step into the political arena if fair elections could be set up with international observers to guard against fraud. But there's one overriding concern that may yet keep Hamas on the sidelines.
But to participate in any government led by Arafat, I think Hamas will never participate.
You share that then in common, ironically, yes. with the Israelis. Anything that has Arafat at the head, you would not be interested in.
But from a different angle.
Hamas opposes Arafat because he hasn't been tough enough in fighting the Israelis. But many more Palestinians support their leader because he still represents their aspirations for a viable state, which would be campaign topic number one if this election season does get underway. In Ramallah, talks with voters suggest that beneath the initial impulse to rally around Arafat lies a strong desire to force him to make genuine democratic reforms, far deeper than the personnel changes announced to date. College teacher Ahmed Rami says that's the challenge facing Arafat today.
He's not supporting him just for the sake of supporting him. Yes, he is a symbol for the Palestinians, but at the same time, it's time now for Arafat to make real reforms, to bring into the PA clean people, non-corrupt people, people who want to work for the sake of their own people.
But Rami says, unfortunately for both the Palestinians and Israelis, no such reforms will be attempted as long as Israeli tanks patrol the empty streets of a population under curfew. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Ramallah.